This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today is called Giving Tuesday, the nonprofit world's answer to Black Friday and Cyber Monday. What about philanthropy, given the new tax law that could dampen the incentive to give? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
During the end-of-the-year fundraising push, the Los Angeles-based Union Station Homeless Services, like a lot of charities, was used to playing up the tax benefit of a donation.
You know, we certainly remind people of that.
But CEO Ann Miske says this year, it's a little more complicated. Tens of millions of people may no longer see an incentive to donate for a tax break because the new tax code makes it more attractive to take the standard deductions instead of itemizing. It matters, but not so much, Miske says, for the wealthiest donors.
Really, it is those mid-level, middle-class donors where these tax laws are really going to affect them. And that is of concern to us.
So groups are working to educate donors about ways to maximize tax benefits. One trend, growing interest in donor-advised funds. Philanthropy advisor Chris Putnam-Walkerly says bunching multiple years of donations into one give to support projects over several years can be claimed as a one-time deduction.
I would describe it as an alternative to starting a foundation.
So with a little creativity and some good old-fashioned altruism, she says, givers are going to give. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.